Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, Voice listener. Still here with me, Ray, in Indonesia today, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 1 hour, providing you with lots of news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And don't forget, Voice listener, that you can always tune in to us in our online streaming, voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Also, our application in RRI Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so without any further ado, let's begin today's broadcast. This is the news with Voice of Indonesia, with Ray. First, the headlines. President Prabowo highlights police role in national development. Indonesia achieves zero terrorist attacks. And now the news in details. President Prabowo Subianto expressed his appreciation to the Indonesian National Police during the 79th Bayangkara Day commemoration. Here is the full report.
President Prabowo Subianto, during his speech at the 79th Bayangkara Day commemoration ceremony held at Monas, Jakarta on Tuesday, 1st July, acknowledged the police force for taking an active role in boosting the nation's food production. According to Prabowo, the police have worked honestly and directly and get with the community.
Saya menyampaikan khususnya pada hari ini penghargaan saya.
Today I would especially like to express my appreciation to the leadership of the National Police, particularly the Chief of Police and his leadership team. I see that the police are now demonstrating commendable achievement.
President Prabowo further stated that Indonesia is on the brink of a great national revival. Therefore, he emphasized the police must become a frontline force in protecting the country's wealth. On this occasion, he also expressed his appreciation for the police role in maintaining stability and security, which has allowed the nation to carry out major development agendas.
Chief of the Indonesian National Police, Listio Sigit Prabowo, Tuesday revealed the success of the Indonesian National Police in handling the issue of terrorism in Indonesia. In his speech at the 79th Police Or Bayangkara Day commemoration in Jakarta, he said the police had succeeded in realizing zero attacks of terrorists from 2023 to June 2025. This effort, according to him, has increased international trust in Indonesia as a safe and conducive country.
Polri tetap tegas menjalankan preventive strike.
The police remain firm in implementing preventive strikes so that the world is assured that Indonesia is a safe country because it has succeeded in realizing zero attacks from 2023 to June 2025. This achievement is the initial foundation for the success of implementing national and international agendas, starting from secure state visits, international events, the 21st National Sports Week, Christmas and New Year's holiday until Eid al-Fitri 2025. In handling the issue of terrorism, according to Listio Sigit, the National Police also prioritizes prevention efforts and a soft approach. According to him, these efforts were carried out through de-radicalization measures, coaching former terrorist convicts, and prioritizing synergy with religious and community leaders. As a result, the National Police have succeeded in encouraging a declaration of disbandment by more than 8,000 former members of Jamaah Islamiyah and pledging loyalty to the Republic of Indonesia. President Prabowo Subianto on Tuesday emphasized the important role on the Indonesian National Police in maintaining justice and protecting the people. In a speech at 79th Police or Bayangkara Day commemoration in Jakarta, he explained that the ideals of Indonesian independence were to become a sovereign country in all fields and with justice. Therefore, according to him, the presence of the Polri is needed to always ensure protection for the people.
Negara dan bangsa kita memerlukan suatu kepolisian yang tangguh.
Our country and nation need a strong police force, a superior police force, a clean police force, a police force that is loved by the people. The people's police force, always among the people, always defending the people, always protecting the people, especially those who are the weakest, the most oppressed, and the poorest.
Yang paling tertindas dan yang paling miskin.
Furthermore, Prabowo mentioned the police's important role in building the success of the country. Therefore, he also invited the entire community to give high appreciation to the founders of the Indonesian National Police, who has contributed pioneering and building a strong Indonesian police force.
Indonesian Ministry of Culture held a 1970s theme music concert titled Harmony of the Era in Jakarta on Monday. In his remarks, Minister of Culture Fadlizon said that the event served as a platform to appreciate musicians who have contributed to the development of Indonesian music.
This event also serves as a link between generations, past, present, and future. Their songs are believed to have deeply shaped their era and remain highly relevant today. These works are seen as cultural treasures, an important asset for us, and a great honor for our musical legends who are truly appreciated.
Furthermore, Minister Fadlizon emphasized that music plays an important role in advancing national culture. He noted that the newly established Ministry of Culture, for the first time since Indonesia's independence 79 years ago, carries a major responsibility to elevate various aspects of culture, including music, film, and other cultural expressions. During the event, he also expressed his appreciations to legendary musicians who have contributed significantly to Indonesian music, such as Panbers, Black Selections, The Rollies, and The Mercy Bands.
Setelah begitu lama tersisa air mata, banyaknya kenangan yang tak akan terlupakan, masa-masa yang indah, masa-masa kita bersama. Perasaan mendalam yang takkan pernah reda. Ku maafkan aku tak pernah mendengar. Maafkan aku tak pernah melihatmu pergi. Ku ingin kau di sini.
Coba melewatinya, lepas, lepaskan semua yang sudah berlalu. Tapi tanpa dirimu tak mungkin ku terus berlari tanpa kaki. Berharap
hatinya. Lepas, lepaskan semua yang sudah berlalu. Tapi tanpa dirimu tak mungkin ku terus berlari tanpa kaki. Erat, ku kan bertahan janjiku. Sampai selamanya. Tapi tanpa dirimu tak mungkin ku terus berlari tanpa kaki. Semakin ku coba untuk lupakan, semakin terbayang lagu matamu. Ku tahu kau tak mungkin.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Empal gentong, a traditional dish from Cirebon that has been famous since the 17th century. It features a rich spice broth that is truly tempting. The word empal means beef, while gentong refers to the large pot used for cooking it. The beef is slowly cooked in a broth rich with spices such as turmeric, ginger, and lemongrass, creating a savory and slightly spicy flavor that delights the taste buds. Empal gentong not only offers tender meat, but also a culinary traditional passed down through generations, with each spoonful reminding us of the warmth and enjoyment of the past. Typically served with rice or lontong, this dish is often accompanied by sambal and crackers to enhance the experience. More than just a meal, empal gentong is an unforgettable taste experience. Enjoy its deliciousness and feel the authentic flavor of Cirebon.
Voice of Indonesia.
Cinta ini ingin ku lukiskan di
sasar hatiku. Kesetiaan janjiku untuk pertahankan kasihku padamu. Bukalah mata hati, masih cumbui bayang dirimu di dalam mimpi yang mungkin takkan pernah membawamu di genggamku. Dirimu di hatiku tak lekang oleh waktu, meski kau bukan milikku. Permata yang tak pudar tetap bersinar mengisi kesepian jiwaku. Ku coba memahami bimbangnya nurani, pastikan semua tak akan ku ingkari. Terlalu banyak cinta yang mengisi datang dan pergi, namun tak pernah bisa menyiapkanmu. Bukan milikku, intan bermata yang tak pudar tetap bersinar mengusik kesepian jiwaku.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Voice of Indonesia,
the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yes, track.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kau datang dan jantungku berdegup kencang. Kau buatku terbang melayang. Tiada ku sangka getaran ini ada saat jumpa yang pertama. Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, yeah, yeah. Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could this be something that I never had? Could it be love? Terlepas darimu, perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, yeah, yeah. Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love? Something that I never had. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could this be something that I never had? Oh, mungkinkah ini cinta?
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Well, listener, after this, we will listen to Indonesian Wonder, only on Voice
of Indonesia.
VOI listener, Indonesia has a wide variety of traditional cakes in each region. Each region has its own unique traditional cake. From Kalimantan, there is a traditional wet cake called Amparan Tatak. This food is a specialty of the Banjar people. Amparan Tatak cake has spread to various regions where many Banjar tribes live, such as in central Kalimantan, East Kalimantan, to Tembilahan Riau. Amparan Tatak cake is made from rice flour, coconut milk, sugar, and bananas. The name Amparan Tatak comes from the shape of this cake when served. During the making process, the dough is placed into a container in the form of a large round pan. When it is cooked, the cake is served in the form of an overlay with banana leaves and is tatak or cut when served. Listener, Amparan Tatak cake, which is both savory and sweet, is one of the most hunted snacks during the fasting month of Ramadan. In the past, Amparan Tatak cake was served to the nobility of the Banjar and Daha kingdoms. However, today everyone can enjoy this cake and is usually present during major events by the Banjar tribe. This food can be found in traditional markets in Kalimantan. Amparan Tatak is usually made in a large pan and cut into several pieces. The price of this cake per piece is priced at 5,000 rupiah or less than $1. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
I don't need to stay when you're away. I don't need to stay when you walked away. I don't need to move when you're in my way. I don't need to see what we heard today. I don't wanna stay out late just to hold you. I don't wanna do what we used to do. Oh, I don't care. I don't even know why we're trying. Even care just to act. 'Cause baby, don't you know that we're dying? But I'm sad and it's over, but I don't care. I don't need to be your everything. I don't need to be your sweetest thing. Baby, we were lost when it threw my head. Baby, I just don't wanna understand. I don't wanna stay out late just to hold you. I don't wanna do what we used to do. Oh, I don't care. I don't even know why we're trying. I don't even care just to act. 'Cause baby, don't you know that we're dying? I'm sad and it's over, but I don't care. It's over and I am free. When it's done for you and me, and I know you know that I don't want this for you and me. Oh, and I don't even know why we're trying. I don't even care just to ask. You know that we're dying. I am sad and it's over. And I don't even know why
crying. I'm sad that it's over, but I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, after this we will listen to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia or Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Right after this, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is
Di Bali,
which means in Bali. You will listen to a conversation about
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah. Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah.
Which means Ngaben is a cremation ceremony. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, who was talking to a hostel owner when a Ngaben parade is passing through in front of the hostel and a temple. The hostel owner explained the meaning of the Ngaben ceremony to Chris. Let's listen to the conversation.
Ramai sekali pura di sana. Ada acara apa?
Ada Ngaben, Pak.
Ngaben? Acara apa itu?
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu Bali.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah. Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah.
Which means Ngaben is a cremation ceremony. I will say it two times slowly, and please repeat after me.
Adalah. Adalah.
Which means be.
Upacara. Upacara.
Which means ceremony.
Pembakaran jenazah. Pembakaran jenazah.
Which means cremation.
Umat Hindu. Umat Hindu.
Which means Hindus people.
Di Bali. Di Bali.
Which means in Bali.
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu di Bali. Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu di Bali.
Which means Ngaben is a Hindu people's cremation ceremony in Bali.
Ramai sekali. Ramai sekali.
Which means very crowded.
Pura. Pura.
Which means temple.
Ada. Ada.
Which means there is.
Acara. Acara.
Which means event. In this conversation, you hear the expression
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu di Bali. Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu di Bali.
Which means Ngaben is a Hindu people's cremation ceremony in Bali. In the expression, there is the word
adalah, adalah,
which means be, similar to is, am, are, was, were, been. The word
adalah, adalah,
which means be, marks a definition of meaning of something. Therefore, in the sentence, the word
adalah, adalah,
which means be, connects to the word Ngaben with its definition, namely
upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu di Bali. Upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu di Bali.
Which means a Hindu people's cremation ceremony in Bali. Another example, let's listen to another use of the word
adalah. Adalah,
which means be to defend something.
Jenazah adalah tubuh orang yang sudah meninggal. Jenazah adalah tubuh orang yang sudah meninggal.
Which means corpse is a dead man's body.
Umat adalah para pengikut suatu agama. Umat adalah para pengikut suatu agama.
Which means umat is a follower of a religion. One of Bali's tourist landmark is
Pura. Pura,
which means Hindu's temple or simply temple.
Pura
is a worship place for Hindus. You can find a lot of
Pura, Pura,
which means temple in Bali with distinct structures and ornaments. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Ramai sekali pura di sana. Ada acara apa?
Ada ngaben, Pak.
Ngaben? Acara apa itu?
Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah umat Hindu Bali.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah. Ngaben adalah upacara pembakaran jenazah.
Which means ngaben is a cremation ceremony. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I am Ahmad Faisal.
And I am Konita.
Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Well, listener, after this, we will listen to Music Corner, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to play a Malay song entitled Bekayuh by Beben Syami. Bekayuh is a Malay song from Rokan Hilir, Riau Province. The song consists of a pantun, or rhyming poetry, about a man who left his hometown. Then he misses his hometown, Rokan Hilir. He feels like a useless person. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Bekayuh by Beben Syami. Enjoy the song.
Ikan selais
tompe mangail ikan selai. Aso di hati, ondak menangis. Aso di hati, ondak menangis. Ay bekayo, bekayo sampan. Ay bekayo, sampai ke Kuala. Apo dayo, dayo nyo badan. Badan terbuang indah bergunung. Antaulah baik tolong mengkanan. Duolah tiga ay cempodak mati. Duolah tiga ay cempodak mati. Uyang yang poi usah di bilo di konang, duhai lang sayang. Bilo di konang, ay mau sak hati. Ay bekayo, bekayo sampan. Ay bekayo, sampai ke Kuala. Apo dayo, dayo nyo badan. Badan terbuang indah bergunung. Bekayo, bekayo sampan. Hai bekayo, sampai ke Kuala. Apo dayo, dayo nyo badan. Badan terbuang indah bergunung. Malabu sampan di malam hari. Sunyi daso, langit pun kolam. Sunyi daso, langit pun kolam. Apalah dayo, hai sampan kami. Sampan ku boco, ondak tenggolam. Sampan ku boco, ayo ndak tenggolam. Ay bekayo, bekayo sampan. Ay bekayo, sampai ke Kuala. Apo dayo, dayo nyo badan. Badan terbuang indah bergunung. Poi kesintung di hai ondak menjual ikan balido. Ondak menjual hai ikan balido. Malang ku tanggung nasib di badan. Uyang tak ondak duhailah sayang. Uyang tak ondak apolah dayo. Hai bekayo, bekayo sampan. Hai bekayo, sampai ke Kuala. Apo dayo, dayo nyo badan. Adan terbuang indah bergunung.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kata
yang baik belum tentu terbaik. Berulang kali coba pergi namun aku berbalik. Mungkin berarti ini pertanda kau juara di hati. Kita sama-sama tahu bahwa kita sama-sama ragu, tapi ada saja.
Thank you so much for listener for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast, but don't go anywhere because after this Voice of Indonesia will continue to accompany you in the next hours of Indonesia Today. And don't forget to send your messages through our social media in Facebook account The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in voilisteners@gmail.com and also our WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. Again, +62 821 2381 2130. Thank you so much for a listener for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast. Stay tuned with us always in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.